The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, I have to admit, DJ Automatic took me to do something that I had a great time doing, and I recommend to other couples. Let's talk about it on this Thursday morning. It's Friday's Eve on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We pulled up to a new grocery store and explored, and it was so much fun.
That's how boring our life is. That was the most washed thing you could ever say.
I don't care. I got excited. I came in. I kept calling. I said, I'm on my way. I'm coming. What aisle are you in? I said, I'm in the cheese aisle. It was so exciting to look for things. It's like an adventure. It's like a little treasure hunt. Where's the coffee cream?
You need a hobby.
That's my hobby.
I have felt lame before, but this is peak lameness. Dude.
Okay, how excited were you, though? We saw the different things. You were excited. I saw you. Automatic?
I will never, ever admit to being excited about going to a grocery store.
Dude, you need to be, bro, because a lot of men don't have that pleasure of like having a joy when you go grocery shopping with your lady.
Listen to what you just said right there. Hold on.
It's a
pleasure. Having joy of going to the grocery store with your lady.
Nobody likes that, dude.
Nobody.
I know deep down you do. I know you do.
You loved it.
I like going by myself.
No, you had fun. We had fun. We talked about it for hours.
Me and my ex, when we used to go grocery shopping, we didn't even get into the grocery store before an argument happened.
No.
We argued over parking spaces. Yeah, dude. And my theory,
what do you think happens when I take her to the grocery store?
Oh, you guys beef over where to park?
And then beef over what kind of chips we're going to buy or what kind of cheese we're going to get. That's why I like to just go by myself.
I felt like Ice Cube was with us. Today was a good day. You know what I mean? I had a great time, and it was something different.
Did you find where the actual ice cubes were?
We don't buy ice. We have an ice maker in our fridge. But I was going to say, I know it sounds silly. Sometimes you got to break from your routine. Okay, couples, sometimes you got to do something different, even if it's that simple, going
even
to a new grocery.
Even if it's airing out how lame you really are.
Exactly. Try something different. Break away from the routine, the monotony. National Day, Anthony.
Let's start with National Dog Biscuit Day.
Hey. We didn't even
We're
go
coming
to the
with the heaters today, guys.
We didn't dog even biscuits. Go with the dog biscuit aisle.
I didn't get my dog some new dog biscuits. Shout out to my dog who likes the denti sticks, and that helps everybody, right?
It does. Dog breath is bad.
It is also National Toast Day. Man, this thing is getting exciting, dude. It's like a lot of grocery store content.
You know, let me tell you, their bread aisle was impressive, though.
Let me tell you right now, toast.
Damn, dude. Yeah, everything is meant to be, guys. It is also National Chili Day.
Chile or chili?
I say chili, dog.
Like, but what kind, though? Texas chili or like green chili?
No, whatever you want to do, dog. It's
the country.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is actually like it's cold outside.
Oh,
like chili.
See, you have to break it down.
We'll wrap it up on banana nut bread.
Hey, all right. Shout out to Banana Bread. I just made some. It's my first time ever making banana bread.
Really?
Automatic. He loved it. He ate the whole loaf.
I will say it was good. A lot better than our trip to the store.
We definitely
won. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I get that when you first start dating someone, there needs to be some sort of physical attraction. But you can become physically attracted to someone if you get to know them, if you give them a shot and you let them stimulate your mind. That's the discussion today. I got a good friend, smart, got his stuff together. I mean, for real, for real.
Yeah, hella money.
Hella money. It's not even just money, though. It's not even money. It's about being a good person, though.
Obviously.
For somebody like that, it is a little bit about the money, though, because he comes from humble beginnings, right? And that's a testament to what kind of man and person he is. That's a feat.
Self-made man.
Yeah, man. That's an attractive thing.
So two of my girlfriends, who I think are very beautiful and successful in their own right, I was like, hey, check this guy out. And they're like, I don't know. Okay, maybe. You know what it was? It was a little chubby. Oh, now he's slimmed down and everybody's on his timeline now. You can't do that, guys or girls. Give yourself a chance to meet someone. If you're truly looking for love, you're probably looking for it in all the wrong places. You can't just depend on that initial attraction. And I say this from personal experience. I knew he was good looking the moment I saw him, but it was the friendship that we developed. I mean, I just remember starting to become so attracted to you in a whole different level because I could have intellectual conversation. You challenged me constantly. And I was like, man, I really like this
man. That's a beautiful story, but that's just one chapter of your journey. I think you need to be kinder to the people who are still trying to get to that, because prior to DJ Automatic, you went through the three of the same guys and you fully committed to them.
Horrible.
Right?
Horrible. So, and nothing against two of them, you know. One of them was awful. But two of them, it was just there was nothing there, you know what I'm saying?
And sometimes people are just bad matches for each other. And
true.
You can bring out different things.
Yeah, like I didn't think Dana and I were going to be together. I thought in the beginning we were just friends and it grew into something else. But I think that's the thing, what you're trying to say is that you got to give people a chance. You got to get to know people. Because I know for me personally, I know that I grow on people. That I might not be somebody that you initially are like you love immediately, but once you get to know me, I'm gonna be somebody who can
become a
friend.
You're definitely abrasive.
Or like with Anthony, I think we became friends. We were friends in the beginning, but I think we became better friends because once you get to know me, I think I'm a pretty decent
person.
You
grow on people. You're like fungi.
Then you can never get rid of me. That's what happens.
Ain't no ointment for this one. So here are some things you can do so that you can find love. And the couples that are listening, tell me if you applied any of these in the beginning of your relationship. So according to Bustle.com, look for potential, not perfection. When in doubt, say yes. Don't always no. Plan atypical first dates. Don't do the same date you've always done. Let's do something a little different. Number two, try a new approach.
This is very inward. Like all this stuff is inward. It's crazy how much like you're talking about finding a partner and how much we're trying to be attracted to another person. But these are all questions that you have to ask yourself.
Yourself. It's not about the other person, yes, Anthony. Dude. It's about yourself. But number one is you got to throw your type out the window. Ooh, and that doesn't necessarily mean looks. A type can be someone in distress, someone who's needy, someone who, whatever that is that you've put in your mind, throw it out the window and try something new.
I will say I have a friend who keeps dating the same kind of guy over and over and over, and she wants different results out of it. But I told her, I was like, why do you think things are going to change when you date the same guy? Why don't you try something different? Try somebody that you would have never thought you would have been in a relationship with, and who knows where it's going to go.
First of all, fix your tone, bro. First of all, fix your tone, dog.
It wasn't you, though.
You know, you're talking to somebody about their love life and their emotions, and you're talking to them like you're trying to discipline
Anthony
your daughter. Like, no, I don't at all. But it's just like a lot of times people on the other side of love don't understand how privileged they are, and what you guys have is a very privileged thing. And
I
people
think you're
are trying
right,
to get
Anthony.
There in that journey.
I do.
But when you're saying like you're messing up, it's hard, bro. It's not everybody just do that.
You got to try something new. Like with Dana, she had kids. She had already been married. I never thought I was going to date somebody like that. Now we've been married for 10 plus years and I'm happy. It was something that I never would have expected, but sometimes good things come in packages that you don't expect.
Number one thing, find someone who stimulates your mind. If you want the article, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a guy, his name is Joby Poole. He just pleaded guilty to using a metal grinder to break into a fun park and steal 200,000 chocolate Easter Cadbury cream eggs.
Oh,
understandable.
Okay. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I get it.
Pretty good.
Feel that.
So, you know, he pleaded guilty and whatnot, but my question is why he did it in the first place. Joby says he wanted to see if he could. He used a stolen semi-truck to tow away the trailer loaded with the Cadbury cream eggs. He took them to his neighborhood and began to pass them out. I don't know what this man
is doing.
Call
him Robin Hood.
What about the Easter Bunny? What about him?
Well, Easter Bunny doesn't get any credit for this. Okay, he did this all on his own.
Making enough money, bro. They've been doing this since the beginning of, I don't know, Easter, but like commercialized Easter.
He's supposed to be sentenced next month. What should his sentence be?
Doesn't matter. Either way, he'll rise.
On Easter Sunday, like Jesus.
Yeah,
like
sick,
Jesus. Well, I'm here.
Maybe this girl can put some money on this guy's books, okay? She has a first generation iPhone that was still sealed in the box. Take a wild guess at how much she just sold it for at auction.
It's the same as this generation. What, $10?
$63,000 for the 2007 iPhone.
Gosh, $63,000?
In 2019, she got it appraised for $5,000 and decided she was going to hold on to it for a couple more years. Mm. That $599 that you paid for it originally, $63,000 later.
I don't know if I'm letting it go for $63,000, dog.
You think it could be worth
it's
more?
It's going to be worth like almost triple that in like a decade from now, bro.
And the sad thing is, it's going to look exactly the same as every other iPhone because they've never changed. They all look the same.
Oh, really? That's a slander on the Apple product, huh?
Yes.
As a former Apple employee. I don't, just don't like that. I don't.
Where's
really
your first generation iPhone? Then?
Don't worry about that, dude. I'm just saying that was not a cool. Respect the iPhone and the advance in technology it did, and respect what Steve Jobs did for us. And shout out to that. Anyway, I'm gonna be upset now making little iPhone jokes and Apple product jokes. Speaking of iPhones, you know what you could do with iPhones? You can send meat pics.
Right? Hey, no, you and, can't unless yeah. somebody asks for them. Don't be sending all that.
True. You know who agrees with you, Dana Cortez?
Who?
The Guinness Book of World Records.
Somebody sent him a meat pic.
Somebody sent the Guinness Book of World Record an unsolicited meat pic in attempt to be the world's largest pic of a man's member. But Guinness rejected it because they're not going to get into that game.
Nobody's getting into that game.
And it could have been photo. It could have been enhanced.
Well, here's what it is. So it's actually an NFT. And if it was... If
I need an NFT of mine.
It was made out to be an actual 3D image. It would reach space.
What? Objects in there are maybe larger than they appear, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There are five things you may be doing as a parent that is causing your child to be spoiled rotten. Maybe you have a, you know, a grown-up child that you feel is a little spoiled. You can turn it around. So I have a study from a child psychologist that I'm going to share with you in case you missed it. These are the stories that move too quickly on your timeline. We find the biggest and the best and give them to you. I go last. DJ Automatic, you're first.
The results are in. They did a pandemic study and they found that a four-day work week benefits all.
Well, 40 work weeks. Well, I'm leaving.
No, for real. I think that makes sense, though, because the first day you're off, whatever your work week is, you're really trying to spend it recouping from like everything you endured. And then the second day, you get the Sunday blues. You got to go back to work.
And if you're anything like us, you never really get a day off. You're always thinking about work. That extra day could help.
The study was done by more than 60 businesses, from banks to fast food restaurants. Wow. Employees were able to get as much done while working less and were more effective. They also saw less job turnover, and nearly 40% of the employees say they were less stressed, and they all got a paid day off to participate. Over 90% of the companies say they're going to keep the short work week.
I just saw another study, which I think co-signs with this, that a lot of businesses are making less money now that people are back in the office. It is hard, especially when you have kids, to try to figure out who's going to take them to school. What am I going to do? Oh my gosh, somebody's sick. But being able to take the one extra day makes life easier.
Well, when you're tired and stressed, you're always going to be less productive.
I like this study a lot, but the whole extra one day paid off because of the study. I feel like it kind of made it alter your mind a little bit because you know, got the extra bread coming in. You don't got to do nothing.
Well, I mean, you're getting paid the same for doing one less day of work. It's not really getting extra money.
But they did more work.
But they were more productive.
Where are those bosses at? All right, yo, let's move it on. If you are exercising, what's up?
Where are your bosses? What are you trying to say?
The boss, y'all ain't them. that's what's up, dude. All right, yo, if you're running, it's great for your health unless you're running to escape your own frustration, all right? The problem with running because of daily stress is that it could lead to exercise dependency, which is bad on the overall physical condition of your health and the mental at the end of the day as well, too.
So I'm like addicted? Like addiction.
You're running and you're putting your body through this to get away from something versus really handling it, which is inside your brain. So you gotta dive into the mental.
You're running away from your problems.
That's literally what I do. Well, like when the IRS cleared my bank account, I ran like Forrest Gump.
I didn't think it was coming on. I was like, come on. All right, so I guess you gotta break yourself of that habit and, like you said, deal with the problem. You can't run away from it.
Yes, before you go run, if you feel like you might be exercise dependent, ask yourself, is this for fun? Is this for exercise? Or am I trying to avoid something?
I was trying to avoid killing someone.
All right, so in case you missed it, here are five signs you're raising a highly spoiled kid.
What?
A child psychologist by the name of Michelle Borba actually wrote this. Number one, not taking no for an answer. Your kid expects to get things and does. Number two, being more into receiving than giving. Spoiled kids are unappreciative of what you do for them. Instead of saying please and thank you, their word is give me more. Mm. Number three, demanding things ASAP. They don't consider other people may be inconvenienced by their request. They want you to set your priorities aside and cater to them. Number four, only thinking about themselves. They feel entitled and expect special favors. And number five, never satisfied with what they have. They're used to having all the toys in the world, but it's not enough. I need more. So here's what you can do to reverse it. Even older kids, say no, no guilt. The answer is no, that's it. Oh, please, be quiet, go to your room. Number two, praise the right things. This is the biggest thing. Kids are going to figure out a way to get your attention. If you praise only the good, they want to do good. It's a psychological effect in their
brain.
Even
with the older kids, you think?
Even with older kids, you can turn it around. The child psychologist said it's never too late. Number three, boost gratitude. Make that's sure it. That they
feel appreciated.
Yes, absolutely. Stretch waiting. That's number four. So if you're on the phone and they want your attention, you just say, hold on, I'm busy. The world doesn't revolve around you, okay? And then number five, point out their insensitive actions. Hey, that right there, that's not going to cut it.
I'm good at that.
I know, automatic. You point out actions that aren't even. All right. So if you'd like me to share this study, I think this is an important one for parents. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link. I'm guilty of a lot of this, especially with my baby girl.
We are guilty of some of it, but I think she appreciates things. And I do think that
she's one a thing, kind kid.
She is. And the one thing that we're really good about is saying no and meaning it.
You're good at saying no.
I'm good at your. Yes. If I say no, it's no.
And
it's
terrible never
mind.
At saying
mine
no.
Going to change
to my adult children still. I needed this article more than anybody.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye and his wife Bianca Censori recently spotted at the sheriff's department. I'm gonna give you all the details on this story, and of course I got more. It's the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Celebrity birthdays first. And
Dakota Fanning celebrating her birthday, and Emily Blunt celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so let's talk about Miss Rihanna. She had her halftime show, which was highly criticized. She doesn't care. You know why? Her streaming was up 330%, making her an extra $350,000. Apple had the biggest streaming day, right, of all time?
Their biggest day, period.
Huge. But it was really her Fenty line that saw the biggest jump. $5.6 million she made off of that one little halftime show.
Damn.
It's just a world we're living in that Rihanna owns.
And for all the criticism she got about the halftime show, she outstreamed every single halftime show there's ever been.
Dude, shout out ASAP Rocky.
What? Got himself a real
got
one,
himself,
right?
Yeah.
His own little Oprah.
What? I've always wanted to be the sugar, not the baby. And he is.
All right, let's talk about 50 Cent now. So back last year in September, he filed a lawsuit against the Shade Room for reposting a photo of him and a med spa, a doctor, owner, her name is Angela Kogan. She specializes in male enhancement procedures. Therefore, the internet went wild trolling him. Oh, you guys a male enhancement? He's like, no, I didn't. Apparently, he didn't. Shade Room has settled. We don't know for how much. And he's still suing Angela Kogan. It's going to go to court if she doesn't settle. So he's very sensitive about his manhood. His
rightfully member. So.
I'll talk about Kanye West and his wife, Bianca Censori. So they were being harassed. This is what Kanye said, by paparazzi. So he pulls into the sheriff's department and starts ranting. And they're like, get out, bro. Freedom of the press. So he leaves. They go put gas in their car. It's a Maybach. I don't even know how much that kind of car costs. What is
a lot.
It?
Okay, don't look at me, fool.
Yeah. We don't own one.
I know. But they both get down to put gas in the car, so they must hate to be separated, even by the time it takes to fill up their Maybach.
I bet you she went inside to get something to drink, and he got put the gas.
I don't know. Whatever keeps Kanye closer to flammables, I'm cool with it.
Bro!
Poor Kanye!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know my husband loves cheese, so he's going to be real excited about today's food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Adria, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
Such an interesting hashtag to begin with. The world's oldest Hebrew Bible is for sale.
Oh.
Historians say it's well over 1,000 years old, written on 400 sheets of parchment. Notes indicate that a man named Salama bin Abi Alfakar were supposed to keep it safe, and then nothing was written for 600 years. And then a British man came across it. Now his family is auctioning it. Sotheby's says they're probably going to get $50 million or above.
Oh, man.
No.
Damn, that makes me think of a used PlayStation 4 I bought last year for $300 and a bunch of games. Damn, this guy's made such a better investment than me.
That makes me think, how are they taking a Bible from that part of the world and then selling it for
yeah,
that
that's
kind of
the
money?
Part that I don't like. But the other thing is, I want to know what it says in there, because that's a Hebrew Bible. That's an OG Bible.
Nobody knows what it says. Yeah, you have to have a person who specializes in the Hebrew language. To decipher it. So we'll find out. Kraft cheese in food news.
Nom, nom, nom.
They're introducing a new ultra thin and ultra thick American cheese slice. So excited. So the thin have 30% fewer calories and 30 slices. If you want the thick slices, they're 50% fatter and they contain 16 slices of cheese.
That's what America needed right there.
Well, they got thin too. Automatic. Your mind well, goes what to we the go, fat
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, exactly. I can't, and I love to feed my dogs cheese, and they definitely don't need the 50% fatter.
They do not need the big one. But imagine your grilled cheese with the fat one.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, that's my talking. God, it's gonna be so good. They're already in grocery stores around the country, so check out the cheese section. See if they got them. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with National Dog Biscuit Day.
Hey!
Yes. Back to feeding my dogs biscuits.
Yeah, dude, not cheese. Give them some biscuits, dog. All right, we also got National Banana Bread Day. So shout out to Banana Bread.
I made my first attempt at making banana bread. I did all right.
It was pretty good.
It was good, yeah.
All right, it's been around for over 100 years, according to CBS.
Wow.
And we will wrap it up on National Toast Day.
Speaking of cheese... Who invented
toast
cheese
is toast? Is the big day today?
Yeah, dude. Who doesn't love toast, bro?
I love toast.
I do love toast. I love a toasted sandwich.
Man. We got time for a quick story.
Yeah.
When I was playing youth football, this girl, we played against this girl. Her name was Valerie Mapeek, and she scored 4 touchdowns on us.
Damn. And you were toast.
And my older cousins for the whole summer called me toast.
That's your nickname. I'm going to start calling you Toast. Yeah. You should say Anthony A, a.k.a. Toast.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Remember, it's Black History Month. Born and raised in Puerto Rico, Roberto Clemente was an American superstar in Major League Baseball who battled racial and language barriers. Clemente won 4 National League batting titles, National League Most Valuable Player Awards, Gold Glove Awards as a right fielder. He died in a plane crash to Puerto Rico, carrying aid to Nicaraguans who were left ravaged by a massive earthquake. He was a huge philanthropist. That happened in 1972. Do yourself a favor and look up Roberto Clemente. Automatic said, one of the greatest baseball players of all time.
All time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about non-traditional ways to get together with a partner. Maybe somebody that you look at as a friend and you don't know if you see them romantically, or it may take a while. And Dana was trying to give you tips on how to encourage you to step out of your comfort zone and find new love, right?
Yes.
All right. And in that conversation, Automatic looked at me and said, when I met Anthony, we weren't good friends. And that messed me up, dog. I got sad, dude, when you said that. But I was like, I thought we were bros instantly. Come to find out it's not mutual.
Hey.
What we're going to do right now is I'm going to tell you how to tell if a friend is really your homie. I like talking to 2 dudes.
1 studio.
Recast segment of the Dana Cortez Show.
Let's go.
I love origin stories.
Okay.
So let's give a Dana Cortez Show origin story. The first time I really met DJ Automatic, I went and interviewed him. We met before that, but we weren't cool though. There was a time where
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, no, but like in passing,
you just reiterated my point.
No fool. When we sat down and chopped it up, that's when we really got to know each other.
Yes.
So you tell me, and you look at me, and you're like, "That's not a good bro."
No.
What the hell does that mean,
dude? No.
Like a lot
the
of
first time
you know how many
I met,
men look at me and want to be with me.
What?
In a friend way, in like a friend way. Okay. Like, well, maybe in that way too. I'm not, you know. You know what I mean?
No,
I think you know what I mean. You're my friend.
Okay, the first time I met you, this is how you got my attention. Is a promoter came up to me and said, "Hey, is that your friend right there? The guy that just snuck in? He said he's your friend." And I was like, yeah, I know him.
Oh.
And the only reason I said that was so he wouldn't kick you out.
Okay, all right, yes.
And because I respected the hustle that
there
you were
listening.
I was like, look at this little YouTuber guy trying to get interviews.
Let's go.
And you actually helped me carry my equipment that day.
I did help you carry your equipment.
And
that
that's why
time,
I didn't
dude.
Rat you out.
Oh, man, dude. That's a funny time.
But no, not right away did I think, yeah, this guy's a great guy.
We have to tell him what concert that was because, I mean.
It was Mac Miller, right?
Mac Miller, man. Rest in peace to the king, Mac Miller. That's at the Mac Miller show that brought us together. All right. Well, yes, that goes into my first thing that you need to look at when you're trying to figure out if your friend is really your homie.
Okay.
Do they have your back in times of need? And DJ Automatic,
you
had my back in times of need. Okay. All right. And another way to tell if a friend's your homie, do they listen to you when you're at your lowest points? Which DJ Automatic has listened to me when I've gone through breakups.
I have.
With an open ear, too. And non-judgmental, so I appreciate that.
Am I the best at giving, you know, some advice? Probably not.
No, but that's the thing.
But I listen.
But yes, that's the thing, dude, is you got to just be able to listen. And sometimes people, that's what a real friend is there. Because I hate when I'm trying to trauma dump to my friend, and all of a sudden they're trauma dumping right back to me. And now I'm like, now I'm more stressed about their problems than my own, dude. All
right? That is annoying. If you're trying to let somebody know how you feel, and then they're like, whoa, this is how I feel. I can't be friends with that person.
And finally, the way to tell if a friend is your homie is if they set you up with hot chicks. Let's get into
I've probably done that.
You've done that, yes, definitely.
Yeah, I've tried many
sure.
times. Just last weekend, there was this girl. She was like, "Too bad Anthony's got a girl." And I was like, "Oh no, wait. Anthony's single again."
That's on cool. top of all that, but also too, one of the reasons I became your friend too is because I'm probably the best stand next to the DJ guy there is in the game. So when you're standing next to the DJ, that always helps out too. All right.
Let's go.
So remember, make sure your friends are your homies. All right, that's it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.